What do you think they are, Jose? You've looked at them now for 11 years. You've been all over the world practically looking for these creatures or whatever. What do you think they are?
I happen to think we're being either visited by something that is of another planetary system or possibly from another dimensional parallel that we are probably dealing with right now.
Intelligent or animal-like?
They seem to have some form of intelligence because we've got these things flying directly at people, and they make a right angle turn to avoid contact, but they seem to be checking things out. So I kind of think it's a life form from another realm, possibly.
Well, now, a bird, if it were flying, it flies directly at a car, and then in most cases, the lucky ones, know how to fly up or fly away. I mean, how many times have you been driving down the road, and you see a bird coming right at you, and go, oh, you know, you kind of wince, and you get ready for the impact, and the bird just flies away. It's possible they have that kind of intelligence. I mean, because when I ask you if they're possibly intelligent or animal-like, I mean, to me, intelligence would be, you know, they know how to, you know, exist. They know how to build things like that.
Well, you know, they what I'm talking about intelligence, I'm talking maybe on the level of possibly a bird, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of hard to distinguish because these things...
Not like man. That's
No. I don't think they're saying, hey, man, Jose's going to come here. We're going to appear for him. You know, I think that they're on a different level than we're at, you know. Obviously, they exist and coexist with us right under our noses, and we seem to pass it off as, okay, that was a bird that flew by, but this thing is, you know, probably about 40 feet away and huge, and whatever they're doing it, and they've been doing it for a long time. We've got rock carvings, you know, cave drawings from over 1,000 years ago of objects that have been documented, you know.
That look like rods.
That look like rods. I mean, you know, what? I don't know what to think. They obviously have some kind of intelligence.
Might they be high technology devices from some other land? Maybe they're, I don't know, surveillance pieces of equipment that they fly in here.
I had a guy that, when I lectured over in Aztec, New Mexico a few years back, he says, Jose, I know what rods are. It's a CIA object that is a probe of some kind. They use it to check us out. And I go, okay.
I don't know if we have that kind of technology.
I know. I mean, you know, what can you do? I mean,
somebody
go anywhere,
not us.
I have to be very careful. I mean, I don't know until we actually have a specimen. And that's, you know, the thing about the scientific method. I mean, we've taken underwater footage of these things over to the Los Angeles Museum of Natural History to the marine zoologist and marine biologist there to try to see if they've maybe found a rod specimen. I mean, for all we know, there's probably a gelatinous object unknown in some jar in some lab somewhere that's untagged that probably looks like this thing. You know?
Well, scientists, Jose, are finding new creatures on this planet all the time, creatures that they've never seen before. I mean, we just found another one just a few weeks ago. We had a picture of this thing. You know, it looked like a rodent of some sort.
Yeah, discoveries are accelerating, and the reason I think a lot of people are catching rods and, you know, UFOs all over the world is because of the camcorder technology. You know, camcorder is the CCD technology is partial to the infrared.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so, you know, we're seeing a lot of things that ordinarily we wouldn't see.
Well, what if these are insects, not the traditional insects that the debunkers believe them to be, but what if they're insects of incredible high speed, insects that haven't really been identified yet? Possible?
Well, yeah, and, you know, we investigating rods, we tried to find a common link that could explain what we're seeing. There's a professor of entomology. Okay, he's an entomologist out of London, Dr. Wooten. And this man put together a model of what he felt would be the prehistoric ancestor of today's insects. And he went way back. I mean, insect population just appeared about 350 million years ago during, you know, close to the Big Bang of evolution. All of a sudden, we got insects. So he said, all right, I'm going to put together what I feel entomologically would be the prehistoric ancestor of today's insects. And so he made a model of what he felt it is. He actually had a glider made, okay? And guess what it looks like? A rod. It has all these little singular appendages sticking out, and it actually glides, this thing does, you know, and it's called a proto-pterygote. Proto-pterygote is what he calls it, and he says this is the ancestor of today's insects from 350 million years ago. So, I mean, it could be an insect that has just passed biology by, but it's still living.
I remember this. I just got a message in, a fast blast in from Brian in Greeley, Colorado, and I remember this case, and you may too. It says, George passes on. During the last Gulf War, I saw rods live on television on CNN and Fox. Entrenched reporters were showing night vision, infrared video from their locations, and I saw rods flying all around in the night sky. Ask Jose if he saw that piece of video.
Yes, I've got that footage and other footage from Baghdad where you can see these things flying in night vision. I mean, they're taking off like, you know, bats. I mean, appalling. And what was unique about that footage was there were bats in the imagery flying around that night, and you could distinctly tell what bats look like. I mean, you know, and then you had these rod objects, and it's, I mean, these things are appearing all over the world, you know.
What do some of your colleagues say about these creatures?
Well, you know, like I said, we trying to put together as much of a scientific evaluation of what we're dealing with here, because, you know, I wanted to keep it out of the alien spaceship type agenda, because, you know, right away when you mention aliens and life forms from other galaxies like I just did, you're going to get slam blasted, you know. So we were trying to keep it more on a biological sense. We have looked at every possibility of what these things could be, and, you know, we've tried to keep it on more of a logical sense. Dr. Jack Kasher out of the University of Nebraska, he did a lot of studies with us on it, and, you know, he feels it's definitely some kind of a life form that has just not been checked yet.
Showed me a picture once you did of rods coming out of a cave in Mexico. I believe it was Mexico, wasn't
mm-hmm.
it? And is it possible that these creatures live in the inner planet?
Yeah, well, you know, there is a life cycle from what we understand of them living in water, because, you know, the National Geographic footage. And this one cave is located in the northern areas of Mexico. It's called Cave of the Swallows, Sotano de las Golondrinas, and it's a remote cave system, which is a 1,600-foot drop. I mean, it's a pit. And we have base jumpers that go over there, and they jump off this thing. And this is where we have, you know, we captured a lot of rods going at the base jumpers, flying around them, flying underneath them. I mean, we got a shot of a base jumper that's doing, I guess, 90 miles an hour terminal velocity, and he's going downward, okay? The camera's following him.
Right, it's on top of him almost, right?
Yeah, and the rod flies underneath him, makes a U-turn in about four frames of video, at the same time falling downward, which is an amazing feat. I mean...
And did you estimate the size of that object?
It was estimated it was about 3 feet long.
3 feet, okay.
Yeah.